Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date, October 31st, 2019. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-649-4886. Please text first because of all the robocalls. Now you can find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, folks, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's live on YouTube on some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base, places worldwide like St. Petersburg, that's the Russian Federation, Busan Stadium, South Korea, Dublin, Ireland, Beijing, China, and of course, cities in the good old United States such as Houston, Texas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Fresno, California, whatever, New York, and, of course, Wichita, Kansas. This week, you did it again. Your largest group of listeners to our programs, at least when they go to podcasts later on tonight. Follow and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now in prayer, we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, I don't know if you've even heard about who Q is or any of those things, but for lack of a better thing, it's an entity. I really don't know what it is, but we keep hearing reports of arrests and things. But now there is tonight's guest put the information out. He put it together before it ever came out on Q or InfoWars or any of these other ones about these secret indictments and arrests. I'm sure that's what he's going to talk about tonight. So our guest will put this together for us. So anyway, I bring on with me a longtime friend and mentor who helped us get started in the ministry way back in the 90s. I'm talking about Stan Johnson, who with his wife, Leslie, founded the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church. Stan has been studying Bible prophecy for 40 years and teaching it for 30 years, which qualifies him for doing radio, daily radio programs for 25 years. He has hosted over 160 speakers, making 336 DVDs, all on Bible prophecy. Personally, he's recorded 37 Bible prophecy DVDs, and I bet that's already went up. And he's memorized the book of Revelation. That's quite an accomplishment. A man clearly wearing many hats. He's also the president and CEO of Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal it is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. Tonight, he has a very important message for us. And so, well, welcome, Stan. Are you there with me?
I am. Do you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you real good.
Well, first of all, I want to say, Dan, I think that you are a marvelous guy, you and your wife, Linda, and your ministry, and the things you are doing to feed the homeless will bring in great rewards into the kingdom. And you keep up the good work, brother. You keep up the hard work, and you don't back up a minute. And I also want to say to all the people out there, if there is a ministry that you should support, it is Messiah's Branch Ministry. Second thing, I want to say, I don't know I don't know who this brother is that blew that shofar that you've been playing for years to start your program off, but that is one kind of an awesome playing of the shofar.
Yeah.
So hard to do. You've never tried that. You can't appreciate it. So anyway, yeah. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Amen. Just a brief about the shofar. I put it out when I decided to have it. I didn't want to just go to the internet and grab something, you know what I'm saying? So I challenged people to send me their shofar blast, and that by far was the best one. And so, yeah, I've been using it for a while. And, yeah, I do blow a shofar. In fact, I made my own, but it's really hard to blow.
Yes, it is. Okay, so first of all, I've been praying about this. Where do we want to start tonight? I think the first thing I need to say is remember the prophecy that the angel Gabriel gave to Dimitri Dudeman. Everything starts from that. The thing that I'm going to be bringing tonight is just how close this is. So the angel Gabriel told Dimitri after he had been on the electric chair twice and they couldn't kill him, he was sent to America. He came to him his first night when he arrived here, and he said, get beside me. And he took and showed him California, Las Vegas, New York, and Florida. He said, you see what I've shown you? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. He said, how will it burn? America is so powerful. He said, you tell them that a fall of America will start with an internal revolution started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America. In one day, in 1 hour, so great riches will come to naught. Now, there's more, but I'll stop there. All right, the next thing is, I just put out a new video on our YouTube channel, and these are the topics I covered in it, and I'd like to cover these tonight. In July 2012, President Obama signed a presidential document, an executive order, granting the president absolute control over all U.S. media, the internet, news networks, and news websites. Now, I'm sure that he was not thinking that some Republican was going to use it. He was thinking that he was going to use it, I'm sure. But nevertheless, he's the one that signed that executive order. Then along comes December 2017, President Trump signs an executive order authorizing the arrest and the confiscation of all property of people involved in corruption or sex crimes. Just two things. Remember that. Corruption or sex crimes. Then in March of 2018, he signed another executive order authorizing those arrested for this corruption or sex crimes to be tried in military tribunals. He said again, sign an executive order authorizing those arrested for corruption or sex crimes be tried in military tribunals. In other words, not show trials like O.J. Simpson, but a boom, boom, thank you, ma'am, and you are executed or you're put in prison for so many years or maybe the rest of your life. March 31, 2018, John Huber of Utah is appointed the federal prosecutor. This guy hires 470, quote, dogged investigators. They begin investigating this corruption and sex crimes. All of a sudden, what is normally 125 to 350 indictments at any one time spread across the 50 states of the United States, all of a sudden the indictment count starts rising, not just a little. We're talking about like 5,000 on the average new indictments a month. Now the count is up to 124,558. Now, we'll come back and talk about that. I'm just giving the overview of what we're going to talk about first. Then, March of 2018, it was revealed that Diego Garcia, the Atoll Islands and Gitmo Islands, prison islands, have been upgraded and expanded ever since Trump became in office. Then the arrests started. Now, we were expecting a mass roundup, but it doesn't appear that it is coming in a mass roundup. It appears that it's coming a little here, a little there. For example, again, this is just the topics. We'll get into the details in a minute. July 2019, Jeffrey Epstein arrested, sex crimes. October, more arrests. That's part of what I'm going to cover. Now, to start off, let me give you a disclaimer. No one has provided me any information from some alphabet agency. I've not got any envelopes under the door. I've not received any secret phone calls. I'm simply a pastor and a teacher of Bible prophecy. And I saw this, and I put things together, and I believe it was the Spirit of God, like giving me a revelation, helping me to see this. I put it together based upon news reports and this part of this prophecy. So let me read the prophecy. What happened was, in 2001, the angel Gabriel came to Terry Bennett, and he visited him over a period of several days, like 4 days. He would tell him what's coming, and at the same time, he would show him visions of what is coming for America. Now, it's a whole lot. It took me 30 minutes to cover just that, but I just want to show you where I discovered this arrests in the prophecies, and I believe I was the first one to reveal it, because I didn't get it from somebody. I didn't get it from Q. I didn't get it from some Patriot website. I got it from the prophecies, and this is where I saw it in the prophecies. Terry Bennett was told what the United States is going to go through. Listen carefully. This is really important. This, my brothers and sisters, according to a senator I'm about to read from, just started today. Halloween. What a wonderful day to start. The United States is going to go through a civil conflict, civil war, then invasion. I saw in the governmental arena that we'll go through dramatic change in our government. There will be a time of anarchy and chaos. For a while, we'll have a fractional government. Now, hang on, fractional government? What happened? Could that be 120-some-odd thousand people were arrested? Could that also be that our president was impeached? Could it be that we no longer had any leadership in our federal government? Hang on, there's more. For a while, we'll have a fractional government, which means basically our government will come down to the state level. Hang on. Does that mean that the federal government basically has no more leadership? Hang on, let's keep going. The government will come down to the state level because the military will step in, having to seize control of our federal government. You'd call it a coup, he says, but in all honesty, it will be to help our nation. That's why the military will step in. I saw lawlessness, chaos, and civil unrest. He went on in another part of the prophecy, and he said the angel Gabriel told him, listen carefully, that the fall of America would be in the year 2021. Now, please quote me correctly. None of this is coming from me. I'm only quoting other people. Do not misquote me, please. Terry Bennett says that the angel Gabriel told him that America would fall in 2021. Now, I want to say that that's rubbish. I want to say that that's not going to come to pass, but with the things I'm about to tell you, I have to say, brothers and sisters, it's looking more like he could be correct. Now, what are we talking about? I believe we are now in the Jeremiah 51, verse 9 time. It is speaking about America. It says, we would have healed Babylon, that means America, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let everyone go into his own country, meaning right now, there is a great battle between light and darkness. There is a great battle between the Democrats and the Republicans, between the left and the right, between the Christians and the non-Christians. And right now, God is giving America her last and final chance to heal. Now, the way he does that, according to the Old Testament, is this. You remember Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Well, they couldn't figure out who God really was, so Elijah said, okay, tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll set up a sacrifice, you set up a sacrifice. And you call in your God, I'll call on my God, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. So as you recall, the story goes that all of the prophets of Baal, in other words, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, if you get the parallels there, they danced around and they cut themselves till the blood came out and they were crying for their God to answer by fire. Well, never answered. So finally, Elisha says, okay, boys, step aside. Sit down. I'll show you the real God. So he called on the real God, and not only did he answer by fire and burn up sacrifice, but he also burned up all of the water, the four barrels of water he poured on the sacrifice. And then what happened, now listen carefully, this is talking about America. What happened to the 450 prophets of Baal? They took them down to the brook Kidron, and they slew them all. In other words, God cleaned out the nest at the top of Israel. God brought Israel a great deliverance. That's what God is trying to do with America right now. Now, here's the second example. You remember Samson. Okay, he's like the guy that killed 1,000 people with the jawbone of an ass. They couldn't kill this guy. Where were they? They tied him up, and all of a sudden the cords were just like ashes. They just fell off of him. They couldn't stop him. But he got tricked, and a girl tricked him into telling where his strength came from. And he says his strength came from his hair. Long story short, they cut his hair. So consequently, he wound up blind, and they took him down to the temple of Baal, the Dagon, that's the fish god. And they took him down to the very two temples, the two pillars that held up this Dagon temple. And he pulled down those pillars and killed all of the fish god leaders. In other words, God gave Israel a great deliverance. Now, the final example, you remember Gideon. Okay, so Gideon, and he only got 300 people to fight against thousands. It said it was like they were like grasshoppers on the side of the hill. So only 300 Israelites, they put this fire inside of these clay pots, and at the right time, he said, sword of the Lord and of Gideon, and they all broke their clay pots that revealed the fire. Now, what did that mean? Well, each one of those fire pots normally meant that there was like a squadron or a whole group of people for each one of those pots. And then God caused the Midianites to begin to fight each other. The Gideonites, the people of Israel, didn't have to fight at all. God gave them a great deliverance. So in the case of Elijah, God cleaned out the nest. Samson, God cleaned out the nest. Gideon, God cleaned out the nest. And right now, in the case of Donald Trump, God is trying to clean out the nest, but you watch. America won't receive it. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. So what's going to happen when all of this settles? All right, let's go down August 17th, 2017, Sundar Salvarej. He said, the Lord Jesus appeared to me and said, surround the President Trump with prayer. They need to organize a governmental prayer watch. Pray, he continues, listen carefully, continues his full term. Didn't say anything about a second term. Pray he continues his full term, for that is the period of grace extended to this nation. His term should not be prematurely aborted. In other words, he should not be impeached. The Lord spoke to me about this nation. What you need is not revival. Listen carefully. That's so important. I'm going to say it again. What you need is not revival. What you need is to put your house in order. Now, let me Johnsonize that. Here's what it's saying. What you need is not to fill sports stadiums with people repenting. What you need is to arrest 125,000 or 130,000 people, including Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the whole nest of the people. That's what you need to do is clean your house. That's the way we would say it. Now, he went on to say, now, when Mr. Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, the Lord spoke and said, his election is a sign that I'm giving you up to 4 years of grace. Last chance grace. 4 years to put your house in order. 4 years to get your act right. 4 years to put your life right. In other words, 4 years to get all of these people arrested and clean up your house. That's what he's really saying. He said, if you make good on these 4 years, meaning if you can keep Trump in office and if you can arrest all of these bad guys, that's what he's saying, then you'll have many more good years to come. But if you fail in putting your house in order, the way we would say that is if you fail, if you allow your president to be impeached and or you do not arrest the bad guys, if you do not clean your house, then these 4 years will be aborted. They will be stopped and great tribulation. And listen to this, and great captivity will come. Great captivity will come. What does that mean? Well, that means the Russians take over. And let me tell you, if you are a conquered nation, unlike what America does to conquered nations, it's not a happy day. It's not good. Women raped. Everything you own is taken, and you are a slave. Let's go on. Tell the people to pray much for the president, because there is a danger for his life and for his presidency. Heaven has determined 4 years of grace. It has been apportioned for you. If he does not complete his term, the time of grace is aborted. If the time of grace is aborted, you will go into your captivity. Now, listen to this next word. I don't like the word, but I'm just a delivery boy here. When his presidency is aborted, the church in the United States will be held accountable before God. Oh, really? How can that be? We're not the world's police officer. Well, actually, we are. Revelation 18:24 says, "For in her," speaking of America, "in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." Meaning, God is holding America up to be the world's police officer. America up to be the wall that separates the devil from destroying the Christians, the saints, the prophets, and all of the people on earth. But when we fall, and that's what he's saying, when we fall, all of the blood of all of the saints and prophets, all the people that are killed, falls upon our head. That's not good come judgment day. Let's go on. Before this nation is judged for his sins, God gives you one last opportunity for grace. You don't want to mess that up. You want to pray very much. I'm going to skip the next part. So essentially, what this is saying so far is apparently that there was a plan that was hatched by the military intelligence about 10 years ago. And this is a rumor, can't prove this, but reportedly a group of military intelligence officers made a plan to remove the evil from high places in American specific, but also from around the world. The plan was to take back America from the top down rather than bottom up. They recruited Donald Trump to run for president. They said, "Will you run for president? We will help you." And President Trump reportedly said, "Well, do I report to you or do you report to me?" And they said, "No, no, no. We report to you." He said, "I'll do it then." Then November 2017, this John Huber, hired to be federal prosecutor, recruits 470 dog and investigators. They start filing indictments. The indictment count now is up to 124,558. Recently, people have been getting these arrests. For example, in one case, one person was recently arrested using 9 sealed indictments. In another instance, 2 people were arrested on 1 sealed indictment.
Stan, let me break in. We're going to have to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Please give them the Prophecy Club website, and we'll come back and we'll talk.
Okay. Prophecy Club website is www.prophecyclub.com. And also you want to go check out watchprophecyclub.com. Prophecy Club with a C, prophecyclub.com, and watchprophecyclub.com. And also Sevenfold Miracle Crusades. Sevenfold Miracle Crusades. 3 websites.
Okay. Well, you send me those links, and folks, I'll include them when I put this up to podcast. They'll all be there for you, so all you have to do is click on them. Because, folks, if you're like me, I'll have to go back over the program 2 or 3 times before I can get all that right. But we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Perilous times I know are here. Men's hearts fail because of fear. But here's one thing I know is clear. My Lord is in control.
Venerable Bede was an Anglo-Saxon theologian who lived in the late 7th and early 8th century. He devoted himself to the study of Scripture at a very young age, learning Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. The writings of Bede provide important information as to the traditions of Easter in the Anglo-Saxon Church. In 664 AD, the Synod of Whitby was held in the Kingdom of Northumbria. The principal discussion of the Synod was centered around the question as to the timing of the celebration of Easter. Should it be reckoned according to Celtic tradition or by Roman tradition? The decision of the Synod was in favor of Rome, which brought England more in line with the Roman Church in Europe. Bede attempted to defend from a theological standpoint the decision of the Synod to replace the Celtic reckoning of Easter with that of the Romans. He tells us that the heathen Anglo-Saxons called the fourth month Easter month, after their goddess Eostre. Bede says that Easter was one of the most important spring festivals among pre-Christian Germanic people, and that it was dedicated to the goddess Ostara, or Eostre, whose name suggests east, and thus dawn and morning light. Bede records that the name of the festival was transferred to the celebration of Christ's resurrection when Anglo-Saxon and German heathens converted to Christianity. Scriptures warn that the name of pagan gods are not even to be spoken, yet each year in traditional Christian churches around the world, the name of a pagan fertility goddess is proclaimed with honor. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. We'll get right back with Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club in just a moment. But first, this real quick. Folks, you know, we're now, it's the 31st, but we're now into pushing for Thanksgiving at the Wichita Mission Church. Busiest 2 days of the year, Thursday and Friday both. We do 2 days. We need over 300 pounds of turkey, and that should tell you what dinner is going to look like. But anyway, so pray about it. If you make a donation for Thanksgiving, mark it for Thanksgiving. But otherwise, we do need your help to stay on the air, and we also need your help just to stay open. So if you remember, folks, if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. I know you enjoy and learn from our guests, so radio is not free, and donations keep us on the air. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. Call and give a donation over the phone. You can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with my old friend, Stan Johnson. He's still with us, Stan. Are you there?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm
Well, did I catch you, Stan Johnson, in sleep?
I want to encourage you folks out there listening. Look, I know Dan. I know Dan, his wife Linda. I mean, I know them. I know their ministry. And this is a good man. He's got a call of God. His heart is to not only win souls, but really help people. You will be powerfully blessed by supporting his ministry. If you'd never send a donation, never order anything from Prophecy Club, that's fine. I want you to just support Dan Catlin, his ministry, Messiah's Branch, and all of these. Look, just, a lot of those people would love to have a job. It's not that they won't work as much as some people just don't have the crayon just ain't sharp enough to color the page. Okay, they just can't do it, and they're never going to be able to do it. And some people just need help, and then they're going to need someone taking care of them forever. Some people just need a little help to get back up on their feet. They got a job, but if we don't help them, wow, man, have you ever read the scripture about if the widows and the orphans and the homeless, if they cry out to me, read what it says. It is not a happy day if we don't take care of them. And it's a curse. I mean, just like San Francisco, all these homeless all over, it's a curse. It's a curse that Those, the people of that city are not taking care of those people. The poor will have it with us always. Okay, so enough of that. Let's get back to this. One more thing I wanted to say before moving on to the next topic, and that is, you may be saying, yeah, well, okay, so this Terry Bennett says this. You got second voice. You got anybody else to back that up? Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Pastor Massey said the Lord told him the U.S. military will come in to help Trump to take control of the public. The public will go out of order, and miracles will not be double portion miracles, but sevenfold miracles. Now, let's go to the specific things about the setup. 7/11/2012. And if you are watching my video, if you'll go to prophecyclub.com, actually, if you go to YouTube and then go to Prophecy Club channel, then you'll see we have videos on there. This one, you can tell the videos because it has a black background with big orange letters, and it says, arrests have begun. Just three words. Arrests have begun. And this is, I'm talking tonight from the PowerPoint that I made, that about a 30-minute video. And there you can actually see the documents that I'm reading from here. I'm reading this one, 7/11/2012, signed by President Obama. Headline says, Assignment of National Security and Emergency Preparedness Communications and Functions. This is the one that allows the president to take absolute control over all U.S. media, including internet tech giants, social media, news networks, news websites, and it specifically goes on and names them. Now, of course, Obama was probably thinking that he would get to use this. And who would have known that his successor, a good guy, Donald Trump, is going to be the one. So when he declares a national emergency, when he takes over the nation, one of the things he's going to do is get rid of all that fake news. He's known it's corrupt since day one. All right, let's go on to the next thing. Now, again, if you're looking here, you would see that this is dated December 21, 2017. It's the actual copy of the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or sex crimes or corruption. It goes on to say the United States seeks to impose tangible, significant consequences of those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, blah, da, 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 da. Then skip down. I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Let's go on to the next page. This is what we want to read. This document specifically outlines the crimes of sex trafficking and corruption. Okay, they're not going after everybody. They're only going after those guilty in sex trafficking and corruption. Why? Because the Khazarian mafia, the international bankers, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, they derive their power through Lucifer, and they do it by sacrificing children. I know the average Christian, it makes our teeth hurt to even think of something like that. But we don't even like even talking about it. But you have to understand that when Moses was told, of course, Joshua took the children of Israel into the nations, he took them in and he told them to kill many times. Man, woman, child, animal, burn the city, everything. Why? Because they had been guilty of child sacrifice. Well, how's that? Because Moloch is the cow god. And they would heat up the cow's hands, and they would put their newborn baby children up on those hands and cook them alive. And that's what the nations were doing. That's why God raised up the children of Israel to go in and kick them out. Now he's raised up Russia to go in to take America down, because guess what? We're doing exactly the same thing. Oh, really? Did you know that over 75,000 children disappear every year in America? 75,000. 75,000? By the way, I think the number is even higher than that. But anyway, let's go on. Crimes of sex trafficking and corruption. The executive order includes any foreign person determined by the Secretary of Treasury in consultation with the Secretary of State and the Attorney General to be a current or former government official or a person acting for or on, in other words, anybody. And it goes on to say, serious human rights abuse, corruption around the world constitute an unusual, extraordinary threat to national security, and I hereby declare a national emergency. Meaning, he can not only arrest these sex traffickers and these corruptions, in other words, Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, I hope are at the top of the list, but he confiscates all of their wealth. Then he takes them down to the military tribunals, and they don't have a show trial. Okay, let me tell you about the military tribunal. Military tribunal can take place on a ship or any military base, or in this case, they're going to ship them off to these prison islands. And that's the reason Adam Schiff put in the last defense budget. He gave them the money and approval to put in cameras into Gitmo, and they're getting it all set up so that they can broadcast these trials on the Internet. What? Why would they want the trials to be seen on the Internet? I'll tell you why. Because they want to start an internal revolution. Because they know when Hillary Clinton, now, though we may not like her, you have to understand, she almost beat Trump. There's a lot of people that really love her and her husband and that whole nest of corrupt people. A lot of people really love them. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton being arrested and her brother, her husband, Bill, put on trial? And then can you imagine the gavel comes down and says execution? And it may not. It may just say some kind of prison. Or maybe they aren't even arrested. And let me just say, I don't know that they're going to be arrested. But can you imagine what would happen in America when something like that happens, not just to one, but to time after time after time? Military tribunals can try up to 4 to 5 cases per hour, and it can try large groups of people that are guilty of pretty much the same crime all at the same time. Meaning, let's say we got, 20,000 people all guilty of the same kind of sex crime, like, say, Jeffrey Epstein did. Well, they just try them all. I mean, it just takes like 30 minutes to an hour to try them. Boom, you're all guilty. And they're off. And I don't know what kind of, but try to imagine, well, what if 10,000 people are executed? I mean, this is a Nuremberg-type trial. That's what we're looking at here. That's what's about to happen. That's what the setup is ready to do that. And let's go on to the next one. March 1, 2018, Executive Order Number 13825. Go check it out. It says 2018 amendments of the Marshall for Courts Martial. 2018 amendments to the Manual for Court Martial of the United States allowing a person committing illegal sex acts or corruption to be tried, listen to this, by the Uniform Code of Military Justice. What's that? That's a military tribunal. No O.J. Simpson show trial. It's no, I want my Miranda rights. It's none of this. I want my attorney. And then 2 or 3 years of trial, and then all of the no. They're tried, boom, the gavel comes down, and sentence carried out. It goes on to say this document established the government's right to prosecute crimes of sex trafficking and corruption against America in, here it is, military tribunals under existing U.S. law. This would allow corrupt individuals and groups to be arrested by the military and tried in military trials, bypassing the current corrupt public court system filled with corrupt judges. Look, this is in the executive order. I didn't write this. I'm reading from the executive order. It appears to me that President Trump, now this is my opinion, it appears to me that President Trump signed an executive order giving him permission to try people under the UCMJ, meaning they can take them off to Gitmo, Diego Garcia, and the Atoll prison islands and disappear in the night, never to be heard from again. As you recall, during the Kavanaugh hearings, Lindsey Graham had a 10-minute segment in which he asked a series of 10 specifically worded questions of, at that time, the potential Supreme Court judge of Judge Kavanaugh. And he says, is it true? And every one of the questions was, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we arrest people? Can we do this? Can we military tribunals? Every time, Kavanaugh's answer was, yes, Senator, yes, Senator, yes, Senator, yes, Senator, meaning he was asking confirmation, is all of what they plan to do legal? Now, what's the difference between martial law and national emergency? Martial law puts the nation under the leadership of the military. Now, that does kind of sound like the prophecy, but I believe that what's going to happen, he's not going to declare martial law, he's going to declare a national emergency, and then he will be able to go in and clean up the media. He will be able to arrest people. It puts basically the president in charge of the whole nation. Now let's go to the next one. March 31, 2018, headline, Turley, Sessions appointing Utah federal prosecutor much better for Trump than second special counsel. It goes in to say Sessions actually did something good. He actually was very brilliant because what he did was appoint this guy, John Huber, as the prosecutor. That gives him the authority to call grand juries, issue indictments, to arrest people, to put them through all of the process. And then it says Huber hasn't been investigating these possible crimes for 5 months since, listen to this, November 13, 2017. November 20, 1317. In other words, brothers and sisters, this explains why we have 125,000 indictments. 125,000. It goes on to say, I think Sessions actually did the right thing. He says Sessions can always appoint a special counsel. But he said, because he did it this way, he has all the powers of a special counsel, plus all the arrests and the grand jury authority and all the other. And he says, then the guy hired 470, quote, dogged investigators, 125,000. So here's what we've got. Now, here, I got to skip onto this. I got to go to this. This is so powerful. I may have to back up, but I can't wait another minute. I got to fast forward to this. It just came out today. Okay, here it is. October 31, 2019. This comes to us from HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Headline, U.S. Congressman warns of civil war. Say it again. U.S. Congressman warns of civil war. Remember what Dimitri Dudeman said. The fall of America would start with an internal revolution. Started by the communists. Remember that. Started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. Listen to this. On the House floor Thursday, Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas said, the way House Democrats were planning the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump was, here it is, about to push this country into a civil war. Look, I didn't say that. Some wild-eyed, crazy patriot didn't say that. Some prophecy student didn't say that. This is Louie Gohmert. This is a representative for the United States House of Representatives says there's about to be civil war. He didn't stop. Let's go on. Okay. He said, never in the history of this country have we had such gross unfairness that one party would, listen to this, listen, one party would put armed guards with guns to prevent the duly authorized people from being able to hear the witnesses and see them for themselves. What? In other words, Schiff is putting armed guards with guns outside the doors. He says who comes in, what goes out, who testifies, what's said, what questions are asked, what questions are not asked. In other words, this is a Soviet court, my brothers and sisters. Let's go on. There's more. And then, oh, we hear from this resolution today. We're going to send you, this is by the one that just passed, what, 231-0. 231. The Democrats, only two Democrats defected. Oh, then we hear from this resolution today. We're going to send you the depositions after we get through doctoring and looking at and editing the transcripts. We'll send you those so you have the evidence you need. In other words, this is more than a kangaroo court. This is a setup. They are going to impeach Donald Trump. And the Republicans do not have the power to stop it. At this point, it's a done deal. He's going to be impeached in the House. Now, our only hope is that he won't be impeached in the Senate. But hang on. Let's go on. There's more. That's not the kind of evidence, Louie Gohmert said. That's not the kind of evidence that a coup should be based upon. If we're going to have what they're trying to legalize as a coup, we ought to have a right to see each of those witnesses. He added, you see, they want to be a one-sided, non-due process, sham court. It's about to push this country to a civil war if they were to get their wishes. Hang on, let me read that again. This is a representative. It's about to push this country to a civil war if they were to get their wishes. And if there's one thing I don't want to see in my lifetime, I don't want to ever hear, to ever have participation in, it's a civil war. Louie Gohmert doesn't want a civil war, but he's saying the Democrats do. Let's go on. Some historian, I don't remember who said, but guns are only involved in the last phase of a civil war. What's going on here is not protecting the Constitution. It's not protected the institutions. It's not protected this little experiment we call self-government. What it has done is put it all at risk. Let me read that again. What it has done is put it all at risk. What Louie Gohmert, a representative of the United States House of Representatives. This is not a wild-eyed patriot. This is not some crazy prophecy student. This is a duly authorized, elected Texas House of Representatives saying what it has done here is put the whole nation at risk. What they've said is the internal revolution prophesied to Dmitry Dudeman just started. I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're hearing me. Now, there's more. So the rest of the article from HalTurnerRadioShow.com, this is his editorial. Hal says, there's no such thing as a civil war, and I'm finding it harder to be civil with those who want to make my vote not count, while pushing for invaders and felons to have theirs count. In other words, letting the immigrants in. Pelosi and Schiff rules are pervasion of American jurisprudence and rule of law. No right for the defense, question mark. No turning over exculpatory information discovered, question mark. What kind of an, quote, investigation is that? Answer, a frame-up. He says, we have a Second Amendment for the scenario we are seeing currently. What's he saying? What's he saying? We have a Second Amendment. He's saying, this is the reason we have guns, brothers and sisters. That, like, look, our founding fathers didn't say we have a right to keep and bear arms so we can go hunting deer. It's so that we can keep our nation. Let's go on. Let's go on. Citizens have the power to remove those traitorous elected officials from office the easy way or the hard way. What's he saying? He's saying we're about to see blood and bullets. The Democrats think that they have fooled the citizens by importing into the United States, parenthesis, Obama's Civil Defense Force, military and paramilitary forces from South America, trained by Hezbollah, and Iranian Republican Guard into the triple frontier area of South America since the early 90s and smuggled into the United States by Mexican drug cartels. What he's saying is these massive numbers, millions of immigrants that have come into our nation are actually going to be the invasion force already inside of our borders, and I have long suspected that. Let's go on. As an adult, I can't remember ever hearing so many people, so many sane people, vocally expressing a belief, listen to this, vocally expressing a belief that a civil war is coming. Not all for the same reasons, but almost all focused on the actions of the opposite party. Today's Democrat leadership and most Dems are proving to be domestic enemies of the Constitution. In the next few weeks, the order of business, this is what Hal Turner is saying, next few weeks, the order of business he's recommending is supplies, 2, safe locations for family members outside of major cities or out of the country, 3, prepare for the worst. Start working out, push-ups, set-ups, pull-ups, jumping jacks, squat thrusts, jogging, lose some fat, build some muscle, stamina. It now appears to many there's an actual fight coming. Clean your guns, have ammunition, practice, and practice some more. Expect a false flag attack in the coming weeks perpetrated by the Democrats that will be blamed on pro-Americans. All 25 million U.S. military veterans will be called upon to honor their freely taken oath. My point is, it's no longer rehearsal. It's no longer warning people. I told my wife tonight, I said 231 Democrats just started the internal revolution because they're saying nothing can stop them now. They set the rules for the impeachment. They've locked the Republicans out, and they will come up with an impeachment now because it's not high crimes and misdemeanors, has nothing to do with it. Because it was a good old phone call, has nothing to do with it. They have decided these are the rules, these who gets in, and we're going to do a kangaroo court, and when we're done, the president will be impeached in the House of Representatives. Now, it's got also passed in the Senate. Now, someplace in there, we got 125,000 indictments. I don't know if that's going to be 125,000 people arrested. My guess is it's easily over 100,000. Now, they're pushing to get all of this impeachment done, in case you hadn't heard. They're saying they're going to try to get it done before Thanksgiving. If they don't get it done by Thanksgiving, they say for sure they're going to get it done by the end of the year. Why? Why are they pushing? See, if they're trying to win the election, you'd think that they would want to string this out over the next year to continue to make Donald Trump look very, very bad so that they could win the election. But they're not trying to win the election. I'll tell you why they're in a big rush to get this impeachment all done. Because they are trying to beat the clock. Because they know Trump look, if you have done sex crimes, you know it. If you've done bribery or some kind of corruption like that or child sacrifice, you know that. You know your name is probably on an indictment someplace, and you are scared out of your mind. They are spitting blood. They can't talk. They can't sleep at night. They're taking Sominex and all kinds of Valium all day long. They're grinding their teeth. They can't sleep. They've lost it. They're out of their mind crazy. And so they're putting armed guards, and they're saying, at the end of the day, we will impeach Trump in the House. Now, if they get it in the House, do you think they're going to get it through the Senate? I'm saying if we don't pray, brothers and sisters, there's a very, very good chance we'll lose our nation. Now, someplace in here, we're going to see arrests. Right now, we're only seeing these little small arrests, onesies, twosies, 10, 12, 15. There is a 323 sex crimes arrest. They're all sex crimes. No arrests for the corruption yet. Why? Because the AG report, Michael Horowitz report, is about to come out. And then, of course, they're scared to death over John Durham. He ain't doing nothing. It's John Huber of Utah, the federal prosecutor, that has rounded up these over 100,000 indictments. He's the guy they're supposed to be afraid of. They can't find out anything about him. Nobody can find out what he's doing. It's all secret.
Yeah. Stan, we're going to have to wrap it up. We only got about a minute and a half left. This is extraordinary. You put all these things together. You know, I saw most of these facts. In fact, I probably sent a bunch of them to you. But you put them together. That's the point. That is really your gift, and that is from the Father. You put these things together, and it's just incredible. Point them to your website. And what is the name of that new book, in fact, that's coming out with?
Okay, let me start with the book. I'll keep it quick. First book, you need to understand Bible prophecy. You have to understand it, and that is The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. You get that at prophecyclub.com. Now, I've just written another book. I hope to get it to the printers in the next couple of weeks, but it is talked about Miss the Mark, and it is scary about the things that are about to happen. We're about to get a new financial system, a new currency system, and it's all based upon a new computer. It's all tied in with 11 computers, and again, I don't have time. You have to bring me on again sometime, maybe in a few weeks when I've got that, and we'll talk about that. But it's
okay. I'll hold you to that.
ProphecyClub.com. Watch ProphecyClub.com. SevenfoldMiracleCrusades.com.
All right. That sounds great, Stan, but please send those to me as a link when we get off radio. You know, that way I can put them right in the podcast, and the folks will have them, and then we can click right on them. But I got to say goodbye and shalom to you. We're out of time.
Okay.
All right. Be blessed. Thanks for being on. Well, folks, that was Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club. Go over and check it out, prophecyclub.com. We'll send you those other links. But, folks, we got to get out of here. Pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. But remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. And pray about what you heard tonight, because these things are here. I also believe that we are in a civil war, but it just hasn't started the bloodshed yet. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.